Brad Davidson from Sky Racing. Good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very well, thank you. Kovalika with him or going around him for the Queensland Derby?
Look, I think like every other punter in Australia, guys, I've got to be with him. He was super in the Doomben Cup. I've heard some people suggest he's one of the better bets you'll ever see there at a racetrack on Saturday. I wouldn't go that far simply because it's all comparative to or relative to the prices they are. That you'll find, in my opinion, better sort of $1.65, $1.70 shots out in sort of some country maidens and races like that where there's not much opposition and they're the clear standouts. And look, he does look a clear standout again on the weekend, but there's still a couple of little niggles there. He's got obviously back up from the Doomben Cup and the terrific effort there, but also he's got to say that the 2400 metres, and we know often when they get out to those sort of staying trips, it's always a little bit of a concern as to whether they will stay. So there's a couple of little niggles there for sure. He's not over the line by any means, but look, he's clearly the horse to beat. And I did notice though that there were a few stables bullish enough about their chances. John O'Shea labelling Stroke of Luck his best chance of the weekend and horses like that. So it'll be interesting. But yeah, look, he's going to be the anchor in many multis around the country on the weekend, and a lot of people happy to take the $1.70 shorts, and looks hard to argue with them. He's going to be extremely hard to beat.
What about in the Kingsford Smith Cup, mate?
Yeah, look, Loz, it's one race I've still got a bit of work to do on this morning, but I will be looking away from the favourite, think about it. I know he's only lost the one race and he looks really progressive, but I'm not sure he's that well suited under the weight scale in this race. I think he's a bit better suited in a Stradbroke. And when you do break it all down, he's got all the upside in the world, sure, but he's only won a takeover target stakes there first up at Gosford and got a pretty good ride and he only won narrowly. I thought the performance was good, but I didn't think it was outstanding. And, here he lobs in a group one and he's there at $5. So I think he's just priced a little bit too aggressively, considering, the upside factor. But look, he could just continue to win, couldn't he? He's that type of horse and he's in the right stable to continue to improve. But I just think he's been priced a little bit too aggressively there. I think horses like Rothfire in the lead-up, terrific. A Case of You hit the line powerfully last time out. And even a horse like Valana, I think he sets up well. And even Converge, he's back off a nice little fresh and he's got a good record at Eagle Farm. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him run a cheeky race fresh there too. So I think there's plenty of angles to that race. And I'm not sure, think about it, will start $5 tomorrow. I think he might drift a little bit, personally. But we'll see how that pans out. But shaping up to be a really good betting race to Kingsford Smith tomorrow.
Back at Randwick for the first time since what? All Age Stakes Day.
Yeah, it's been a little while and nice to, for that track to have a little break. It's always important at this time of the year that those, our major tracks get a chance to recuperate and they do all the work to help the drainage and, air the track out and aerate it and all that stuff. I'm not good with the terminology when it comes to racing tracks, but I think, a pat on the back to the staff there at Randwick. We know early on there in the carnival, I think it was day one of the champs, they got hit by that weather and it turned pretty poor, but it really bounced back well. I think it's fair to say that the club would have been disappointing with the track when that rain hit on race day, but the following two Saturdays, it really bounced back in a big way and it got rain, but not rain on race day, and that was the difference, and the track played beautifully. So Mike Wood and his team should be commended for that. Getting back onto the rail true there tomorrow. Look, it looks a decent program. It looks tough. Last week, I thought Rose Hill was a much more clearer. There were some really good standout bets where this week looks a bit... It looks open. It looks one of those days that you want to be kind of shopping a bit wide and specking horses at, 15, 20 to 1 and just hoping that they can run you a good race. It doesn't look to be too many sort of standouts at the shorter odds. It looks to be a race meeting with four to five hopes in most races. So that's what I'll be doing, looking a bit wider tomorrow and seeing what we can come up with.
What are you coming up with for us?
Yeah, look, race two, Life Well Lived, for the Bathurst connections there. Look, I thought this horse was terrific first up over 1,100 metres. He's back off a throat operation. He started $5.50 in a Tab Highway going back last year and just pulled up with a throat issue there. So look, he looks to have come back really well. He powered to the line there, first up over 1,100. So could be one run too short, sure. But I think 1,400 second up when he's nice and fresh. He's got a beautiful gait to get to the middle of the track, which is the key at Randwick Rail True. And I just thought they normally go hard in those highways, and he can sit back and hit the line really powerfully. So, look, he's $13 at the moment. He's been 21s into 13s. You might get sort of $15, $16 on race day. So, you know, you could get a Nacta, things like the lock there on the tab app or something like that. You might get a better price late. But I think he'll run us a race at good odds and fits that bill of the horses I'm looking for tomorrow at a bit of odds.
$13 for $4 the place, as Dave O mentioned. Race 2, number 7, Life Well Lived in the Tab Highway for Andrew Ryan and Choc Cavallo. Just a quick thought, Dave O, before you go on Loz's multi. He's got Methuselah in the first just to run top three. And then he's gone to the Fred Best, Hawaii 5-0, coming off that smashing win in the Horsbury Guineas to run top two there in the race with Yellow Brick, the Fred Best. But Methuselah in particular to run top three. We confident?
Yeah, it looks one of Loz's better multis I've seen. I think Methuselah just needs to jump and we'll be there fighting it out with Bomo Island. I think we'll be definitely running top three. And Hawaii 5-0, hard to sort of not have right in the top of the market, or close to the top of the market there, and the Fred Best off that dominant win at Hawkesbury. So it looks a really progressive type and hitting this race at the right time. So I think, Loz, you might be on the money this weekend. Hopefully you don't mock you there, but good luck, and hopefully get it home.
No, just we need to cool our jets a bit. Just cool our jets a bit.
What does that even mean? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Just calm down.
Have a good day, mate. Enjoy.
Thank God. Cheers.